Our next guest analyzes data from an athlete's birth chart and compares planets at birth to current alignments. It's known as forecasting to see what a current athlete's cycle is dealing with and they're experiencing, the current cycle the athletes are dealing with. Andrea is currently an astrologer. We are welcoming in Andrea Mollis. She's currently an astrologer on KNBR at the San Francisco Giants flagship station. Of course, that's the first time I ever talked to her. And on Comcast Sportsnet, she's appeared on SportsCenter, written for Major League Baseball magazines, ESPN.com, MLB.com, as well as appearing on local TV and radio shows. Her pioneering work has been featured in the New York Times, and her latest article on Steph Curry's astrology chart, which scares me to pieces, appears in the San Francisco Chronicle. She's currently writing for the Ultimate Sports Guide magazine, courtesy of the AdventureAutoGroup.com hotline. We welcome in Andrea Mollis. Andrea, hello.
Hi, Ken. How are you?
Was that a good enough introduction for you there? I was trying to do my best for you. I'm nervous because I do feel that you have my future in your hands.
No, you were awesome, especially with Mercury retrograde when there's all these little, miscommunications that can happen. I'm just glad things align and we finally got this together, Ken. Thank you for your persistence.
I see you tweeting about Mercury retrograde.
Yes.
What exactly is it?
I'm glad you asked, because obviously being in the Bay Area, the Giants are experiencing their June swoon, which seems to happen every June when Mercury is retrograde. Now, Mercury is not always retrograde in June, but it has been the past 2 years. Mercury is a planet of communication, Ken. So when it retrogrades, there's a lot of communication confusion. There's transportation delays, a lot of technology snafus, and more errors are committed in sports with Mercury retrograde. This current cycle runs May 18 to June 11, but it can be fruitful for redoing, rethinking, reflecting, and reviewing. But it can be rather haphazard in terms of communication, technology, and certain calls going your way in the sports world.
So if I'm cussing out LeBron over a turnover, all I got to do is go, Mercury retrograde, man. That's
right,
the way she goes.
It'll get you every time.
Andrea, now, we do believe in curses here a lot. Now, I believe in my own personal curse with the Cavaliers, which is something I'll ask you here in a bit. But are there such things, or can they be explained by the planets?
Well, you know, while I don't believe in curses, I certainly believe in optimum cycles of timing and when it's a team's time to really thrive. So there's cycles. There's optimum timing, and then there's challenging timing. So what we want to do is mitigate the challenges and optimize the positive cycles. So we all have ups and downs. It's just magnified, obviously, when you're an athlete, and it's the finals. So basically what astrology and sports astrology does, it illuminates the mental, emotional, and physical game of athletes. It discerns performance cycles, injury proneness, trades, free agents, clubhouse chemistry, whose bat is heating up, who's injury prone. So it's really important to do forecasting rather than rewarding players based on past performance, which is the old paradigm.
Yeah.
So sports astrology basically looks at where the planets are currently and compares and contrasts it to what's currently happening.
So where are the tumblers clicking into place with Steph Curry? Because I talked to you about a month ago, and you had brought up Steph Curry. How did you forecast the type of postseason Steph Curry was going to have?
Yes, Steph Curry, March 14, 1988, Akron, Ohio, curiously. LeBron is also born in Akron, Ohio. Basically, he's a Pisces, which is a very mellow water sign. It's very emotional, hence the name Baby-Faced Assassin. He looks very mellow and kind of sweet and ethereal.
Yeah.
But he also has four planets in super ambitious Capricorn. And I think he draws on that, you know, Pisces intuition. In fact, I think last week Sports Illustrated, Ken, they referred to him as a telepathic ball handler. They actually use the word telepathic, and I don't think they're sports astrologers. I just think they picked up on his intuition and his almost psychic presence when he plays. So that said, he's an intuitive Pisces. Four planets in Capricorn, including Mars in Capricorn. And Mars, Ken is a crucial planet for an athlete. It rules energy, assertion, and aggression. Mars is exalted in Pisces, which simply means it's a very strong placement.
Uh-huh.
So he's got all that, you know, intuitive Pisces, and then all that let's get to work, super focused, very methodical Capricorn side of him. And currently, what's happening forecast-wise, Pluto, the planet of power and purpose and intensity, is in Capricorn. And it is connecting to his Mars in Capricorn. So you can kind of do the math. If Pluto is power and Mars is energy, assertion, aggression, he's going to be like an arrow moving to its target. He's going to be a powerhouse.
Holy God.
So it happens once, check this out, Ken, every 248 years.
So, of course, when the Cavs get to the finals, this just happens to happen once every 248 years, and this is the year it happens.
As they say from the You Can't Make This Up department, unlimited energy to accomplish his goals, just really aggressive, enthusiastic, dynamic, very strong and healthy. You know, obviously he rebounded from that spill he took. So this is a very powerful, potent time, very decisive, determined, and persistent. Quote, he can triumph over enemies and achieve success with ease. So very high energy, just a powerhouse. Take advantage of this time. It's once in a lifetime. And check this out. It lasts for a couple of years. So he's going to be strong next year as well. I'm just saying.
Does that guarantee that they're going to win a championship? Because you forecasted that they would win this series, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Oh, no.
And there's no guarantees. Here's the thing. You know, we all have free will. This is information based on their birth dates and the places of birth, Ken. I do not have accurate birth times, which actually fine-tunes the chart. But certainly based on the information I have to work with, the Warriors charts look more favorable. I also took the liberty, if I may, I ran the chart for the coach as well, Steve Kerr.
Okay.
And I did the same for LeBron and for David Blatt.
Oh, you got it. You got to tell us what the chart. I'm sorry, Andrea. I'm sorry. It's just once every 248 years, and here we are going to get him. And you're going, nah, the planets don't tell you that. But go right on ahead. What's with LeBron and David Blatt?
Okay, certainly. LeBron. The king, as they say, let me grab his chart, December 30th, 1984, also Akron, Ohio. So as I, you know, what's interesting, he's a Capricorn with Mars and intuitive Pisces. Steph Curry is a Pisces with Mars and super ambitious Capricorn. So, you know, this is the thing that gets astrologers excited. It's like, that's an interesting parallel universe, but be that as it may, LeBron is a super ambitious Capricorn. And I just saw him at the, you know, the press conference, and this is his sixth finals.
Yeah.
This is, you know, I mean, to LeBron. I mean, that level of Capricorn, hardworking, industrious, pragmatic, energy. I went on YouTube and I reviewed his commercial, you know, Welcome Back to Cleveland. And it's like there's so much on his shoulders. But Capricorn can handle it because they're very accomplishing, ambitious, and achieving, and they love to be recognized.
Oh, explains everything about him, let's be honest.
Right. So, you know, he's got it going on with his son in Capricorn. It's just that his chart does not quite look as strong as Curry's because Curry is simply having that once-in-a-lifetime transit to his Mars, which is a crucial planet for an athlete. So I would give the edge to Curry.
Of effing course, man. Andrea Mollis, astrologer, joining us on the show. She is located. I'm not going to tell people where you're located because I'm sure people are going to be upset. This is a very emotional time for everybody here, Andrea. Kid, you got something to say?
Yeah, hey, Andrea. Kenny Kidd here. You gave us LeBron. I think a lot of people want to know in Cleveland, what about Matthew Dellavedova? Have you done a chart for him?
No, I would need his birth chart.
Can you do one quickly?
He was born September 8th, 1990, in Mayboro, Australia. I don't have a date time, though.
Okay. Well, I'd have to study that, but if I can put it up real quick on my laptop, September 8, 1990.
Course.
He's
Please
a
do.
Virgo like me.
Yeah, because in Cleveland, we call him the wild card.
Wild card, bitches! Yeah!
I like that. Us Virgos aren't too wild, so I'm glad he has a wild streak. We usually work ourselves to death. So that said, he's a Virgo. You know, next, what's interesting, August 11th, Jupiter goes into Virgo.
Yeah.
So actually next year is a banner year for him.
Ooh.
Is that okay, or you want it to be now?
We always want it to be now. But you're thinking that maybe we should sign him long-term then.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, I'm not the puppet master of the planets. I can't make them move faster or slower. But next...
Damn it, come on!
Help us out with your sorcery.
I'll do my best for you guys. I like you. But that said, really, next summer starts his peak of expansion, abundance, opportunity. For example, Jupiter's in Leo now. Kenny, you're a Leo.
Yes.
So this is a really huge year for you. It started last year. Madison Bumgarner, the Giants pitcher, is a Leo. Look, you know, how many innings he pitched. He was the World Series MVP. It was like so many awards. They just ran out of awards to give him. So Jupiter's a cycle of growth and expansion and opportunity and success. So for the Virgo, that starts in August and goes for a year.
Okay, so we're just seeing the tip of the iceberg with what we've seen so far.
Right, exactly. I mean, you know, I would need a little more time to flesh out how things will go in the finals, but his star is on the rise.
So what's the chances here of LeBron winning a championship while in Cleveland here over the next 5 years? How do you see it?
Well, what I would say right now, with Curry's chart being super strong and Kerr's chart being stronger than David Blatt, I would give the competitive edge to the Warriors. Blatt, May 22, 1959, Boston, Mass.
Uh-huh.
Steve Kerr, September 27, 65, Beirut, Lebanon. Saturn is in Sagittarius right now, and it's a planet of limitation, some frustration, and it's opposing David Blatt's sun in Gemini. So that just means some frustration, some obstacles, and he's a Gemini ruled by Mercury, and as we established, Mercury is retrograde.
Okay, so if they now I have to ask it. Now Kevin's actually right in the morning. If they fired David Blatt and brought in Mark Jackson, that's a former Golden State Warrior head coach.
Yeah.
You might know his,
his
future. How would that work out?
What is Mark Jackson's birth date?
Oh, God, can we find that real quick?
Yeah,
can someone find it? For the love of God, can someone find it? Hurry, 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 hurry.
Yes. Okay. Well,
Jackson is April 1st, 1965 in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, what do you know? April 1st, 65. A lot of athletes are Aries, fire signs. So let me just see, April 1st, 65?
Yes.
That's
ma'am.
The same year as Steve Kerr. Oh, that's interesting. Okay. April 1st, 1965. So Sun in Aries, Mercury and Venus in Aries. Oh, Mars in Virgo. Hello. When we have planets in Virgo and Jupiter will be there starting next August, that's a cycle of abundance and opportunity for him.
So they should bring in Mark Jackson, is what you're telling me.
Well, Saturn opposed the sun, let's just say, is not a great omen for Blatt to be having, because Saturn is limitation,
mm-hmm.
frustration. The sun is our basic energy. It's our personality. And when Saturn opposes the sun, Ken, we also have problems with authority figures.
Yeah.
So, you know, the handwriting might just be on the wall with that.
Is there anything we can do to change this at all? But is it all just in the planets? Is there anything I can do to maybe work this system at all?
Well, like I said, we have free will, and you can, you know, keep on putting out good energy. You know, it's a team sport. Obviously, I haven't done the roster of all of the players. I do a marquee player, you know, the point guard, the coach. I extrapolate a few weeks later to see who might be at the parade. But there's a lot of variables, a lot of intangibles, and I think it's important to put out good thoughts and good energy.
Andrea Malice is joining us, astrologer. Virgo in Service is her website. Virgo in Service is her Twitter handle. Kid.
I got one quick question about Ken Carmen. Will he ever get his weight under control?
Well, you know, what I love about Ken, he's a sun sign Cancer, and uh-huh. Cancers are all about food, family, and feeling.
Yes, he is all about food.
If you're a Cancer, or if you have planets in cancer, food is love. Food is everything. So it's nurturing and it's sustaining. So it's just important to accept and love that part of you, because cancers are ruled by the moon. They're very emotional. There's a lot of warmth and security there.
So Andrea, I think you just won over every skeptic that was listening right now.
So I'm going to sit here and I'm going to eat Chipotle for the rest of my life, and all I got to do is blame it on the moon.
We are who we are. Thou art that thou art.
Oh, that's incredible. That is incredible.
You know, what's beautiful, if I may say, astrology is such a permission giver.
Oh, so I can do a lot of things then.
Yeah, I mean, what's interesting, being a Cancer, you have to be intuitive, too, in your job. Obviously, you're dealing with a lot of different people. You have to be caring, maternal to some extent, protective, nurturing. You also bring those qualities to your job as well.
Okay. Kid, do you have any? Because I want to ask you. I'm afraid to ask you this, but I got to do it. When's Kenny Kidd going to die?
You know what's interesting about that, and you're not the first person to ask that question.
Wait, a lot of people want to know when I'm
going
to die.
Not about Kenny. No, Kenny, I'm sorry. I meant about people in general, my clients. And
Twitter's been blowing up. When is Kid going to die?
When is he going to die is what a lot of people want to know.
Well, here's the thing. I have seen people personally and professionally transition during difficult planetary cycles. I have also seen them transition during very pleasant planetary cycles and have a very easy passage. So it's really difficult, if not impossible, the way I see it and the way I practice astrology on a more spiritual level, that you can't really predict death. You can predict transformation. But suffice it to say, with Kenny being a Leo, this is really a banner year for him. This is a very positive year for him.
I am the best in the world at what I do.
It's truth.
Yes, Leos are not exactly known for being humble, but be that as it may, you know, you can be the toast of the town till Jupiter goes into Virgo in August, so make hay when
crazy.
The sun shines.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Real quick, now I got a couple more questions, Andrea, and then sadly, I got to bring this to an end. What does birthplace have to do with it? Because I noticed you mentioned Akron, Cleveland, et cetera. Mm-hmm. What does birthplace have to do with it?
Yeah, birthplace is very important, Ken. It sets up the longitude and latitude of the astrology chart, and it puts the planets in the various houses. So when you get the longitude and latitude, the birthplace, you can get more accurate information. The final piece of information is the birth time, and that really fine-tunes things. But most people are at least able to provide the birth date and the place. You can get that off a roster.
Okay. All right, I can take that. Do we ask her? I gave her my birthday. I'm kind of afraid.
What, when you're going to die?
No, not about when I'm going to die. That could be at any moment. But I think that...
You got a defibrillator in the back here.
Okay, all right, I might as well do it. Okay, I gave you the birth date earlier, June 27th, 1986.
Mm-hmm.
It Canton, Ohio, and now the time is actually in debate.
Oh.
But as far as my father is concerned, it's 9:09 p.m.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
9:09 p.m.
Yes.
So I'll add that time, because we didn't have the time before. Was that from a birth certificate, Ken?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So let me just put that up there, and we'll calculate a rising sign. So we know you're a Cancer, but we don't know the rising sign, which is how people see you. It's a really important part of the puzzle. So that was, let me type it in, June
27th.
Tell me again, please.
June 27th.
Okay, 1986. You're a youngin'. You're going to have your Saturn return, turning 30.
Yeah.
That's a huge cycle, Ken, just so you know, of endings and new beginnings.
Oh.
Yeah, that happens 29-30. A lot of players, athletes go to other teams. Jason Giambi bolted from the A's to the Yankees during his Saturn return.
Andrea, I got to cut you off there, because I'm getting a couple of – when you said switching teams, I got a couple of eyeballs over here.
Oh, well – it's just off the top of my head, my stream of consciousness. It's just something that happens around 30. People do make changes, get married, divorce, have kids. You know, career gets really important. So it's just a rite of passage that we all have at that age.
I've always had a thing for Jesse Palmer, so who knows?
And looking at your chart, and Ohio. And tell me the time again, Ken.
9:09.
9:09 p.m. Okay. And that was where in Ohio?
Canton.
Canton. Oh, okay. Isn't that, there's a Hall of Fame there?
Yes.
Football. Yes.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Canton. All right. Just putting it up on. See, there's so much crunching numbers. God bless people that think I'm a psychic and I just get it off the top of my head. I have state-of-the-art software that.
She's really just a mathematician.
Thank you.
True, yeah.
Understanding the stats. oh, look at that. Ken, you have Capricorn rising. Well, there's someone very ambitious in our midst.
Thank God.
How about that?
Now, is Capricorn rising, is that like a synonym for cholesterol rising?
No, Capricorn is a sign associated with ambition, very goal-oriented, like a mountain goat slowly but surely reaching the top.
Damn straight.
And you have Mars in Capricorn. You were born on the – oh, that's – oh, is, oh wow, I'm getting very transfixed by your chart. So Capricorn is very ambitious. So what's interesting, the adjectives I used about LeBron apply to you as well. That's a big part of your personality. You're a Cancer with an intuitive Pisces moon and Capricorn rising. So there's a lot of ambition, a lot of kind of a nice yin-yang mix. There's a sensitivity there with your planets in Cancer and Pisces, their water signs. But then there's kind of a driven, hard-nosed Capricorn. I'll get the job done. I'll work and be a workaholic. No worries.
I love what you're telling me right now. I'm my ego is so inflated right now, Andrea. Honestly, I think so. This is a good year for the Cavs, but to the planets, just not their year in closing.
Well, the charts that I've looked and studied at can look stronger for the Warriors.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to sit here and debate you. I mean, I'm dead serious, you know.
Now, remember,
she's got the planets.
She's saying it just looks better for them.
Okay.
That free will and everything else still has to play. Correct?
Yes.
Right. And with Mercury retrograde, guys, remember, you know, that's sort of like the Murphy's Law. Any little thing can go wrong.
Yeah.
There'll be a lot of missed calls, a lot of replays. I think Blatt asked for a timeout when there were no timeout left during the Bulls playoffs.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yes. I know my stuff.
I love it. Andrea, we thank you very much. After the series, especially if the Cavs win now, you know we'd love to have you back.
Yeah, and feel free to tune into virgoandservice.com, if
yes.
I may say my website,
absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely. Please, go right on ahead.
Thank you. Virgoandservice.com is my website. Email Andrea at virgoandservice.com. Voicemail 510-874-4911. Facebook, Andrea Malice. And Twitter at Virgo in Service. So I think that covers it. And this was a lot of fun, guys. Any last questions you may have?
I wish we could ask more. But
any idea who's going to win the 2016 Royal Rumble?
I'll have to get back to you on that.
All right. Andrea, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, guys.
Yes, ma'am. Take care. Andrea Malice, astrologer.